Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Tuesday night Celebration of Life call. It's great to have you with us this evening. What an exciting time for us to spend some time together. Welcome to those who are visiting with us, and to all of those who are over in our family room. It's wonderful to have you here, and I just can't tell you how much it means to me to get to this point in the day. It's been a long day, and to be re-energized by seeing all of you come and knowing all of you who are on the phone tonight, it's so good to be here, and may I be able to share with you something that will be inspiring, which will breathe life into you, as Kevin Hall describes that word in his book, Aspire, to breathe life into you so that you can feel more alive and more okay tonight. It is a sobering time to be alive. You know, we want to be as positive as possible in our lives. We also want to be very realistic about the truth of our circumstances and what is happening in the world. And in the last few days, we've had the opportunity to get in touch with a couple of pieces that have us saying, you know, it's interesting. Part of the reason why we are all as a nation struggling is because of a lack of following the very principles that we talk about on these Tuesday night calls. Now, that's a pretty bold statement. But we have, all of us, made some decisions that maybe aren't that healthy for us financially, emotionally, in our relationships. This is just a tremendous opportunity for us to step back from the craziness of life and consider those things that matter most. Get back to the basics. Now, I can tell you that when we think about getting back to the basics, some of the things that come to our mind are, one, I haven't got time. I haven't got time. I've got this due and that due and the next thing due. And yes, we've been living in some scarcity, it's possible. Or we've been living in some fantasy, as we discussed last week. And as a result, we are now just waking up to the reality of our circumstances. It's possible. This could be sobering. However, we're going to talk tonight about being present in the now, dealing with what is in our life, the truth of our life, so that we can build from here. Because we can't build on a house built on fantasy. We build from here. The most difficult part about the work that we do is we're not going to hype you. We're not going to talk about quick and easy. We're going to talk about reality. We're going to talk about possibility. We're going to talk about intentional creation. These are marvelous concepts. This last Monday, we were being trained in our coaches training group by one of our coaches, John Stein. And John did a marvelous job of talking to us about the next quality we'll be addressing next week, which is order and structure and discipline, letting go of resistance and rebellion. And he was talking about the three qualities we've worked on, one we're going to work on tonight. He was talking about quality number one, where we connect with people. And sometimes we say, you know, I haven't got time for that. I mean, I can't sell what I need to sell, move what I need to move forward, and intrinsically validate people. I just need them to sign up or buy or do whatever I need them to do. I just need to get the deal closed. You know, we can go into that kind of space. That's true. But quite often, that's the very reason why things may not be working right now. We haven't spent the time to focus on this piece. Let us become better intrinsic validators, taking down people's walls and actually caring about people. Because when we do, something happens. I'm going to share this quote with you in a moment because this applies to it. There is something unspeakable that happens when we actually care. We become partners with a power greater than ourselves. I tell you, right now in today's economy, you're going to want that partner. It's no longer about us. It never was. It's always been about others. We will find ourselves. Our self-esteem will begin to heal when we focus. Providence providence moves. Number two, we talked about using our mind constructively. It's getting increasingly difficult for all to stay focused on intentional creation when there are so many distractions wanting to yank us into that dark pit of despair and discouragement. Seems like daily something else is coming up for most. The longer we can stay, the more frequently we come to this place called constructive thought, where we're using our mind to get inspired ideas and impressions and solutions, the more providence moves. If we're not getting inspired ideas, we want to check our intention. I've been checking mine a lot lately, making sure that it's in alignment with these principles. Now, we talked about this last week. We got down to goal setting, and I said I would mention a few things about that this evening. And then we're going to go right into quality number three, which is living in the now. It's completing tasks. It's bringing from quality two those inspired ideas that ignited our passion, because providence showed up and manifest to us an idea, an impression, a solution to a problem. And now we're going to come into the now and begin the second phase of creation. First phase was mental creation. It is the first step, and it is a critical one. But it's just the first of two. Then we come into the here and now and begin the second one. And as we come with passion to do this one, providence again shows up. This is the quote. It's from W.H. Murray. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. Remember, Og said, my goals are worthless, my plans are dust, my dreams are worthless, my plans are dust, my goals are impossible. All are of no value unless I'm willing to take action. This is W.H. Murray's take on it. All these splendid plans and countless ideas get killed. This is what we miss. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves. He could say, and not until then. Commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. I'll read that all in one sentence now. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation. We're going to talk about physical creation tonight. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. Thank you, John Stein, for sharing that quote with us on Monday. May we all reflect on that for a moment. Because when we're in our mind in mental creation, it is the vision that occurs. It's the same vivid visualization that we may have used in fantasy and catastrophe, but now it's being used constructively so providence can manifest an idea sufficient to ignite our passion, our willingness to suffer for something that we love. We can do that with mental rehearsals we discussed last week. We can do that with exploration, with seeking inspiration, problem solving, and this thing called goal setting, planning and goal setting. Very simply stated, you can go and listen to this material, and there's several pages on this very topic, how to create a relationship, how to maintain a relationship, how to build a business. the very basic elements of using visualization to see clearly a dream, and then working backwards to what needs to be accomplished to achieve that dream. Not living beyond it, not fantasizing about being there, but getting clear about those possibilities. And then focusing on what it's going to take to actually create those dreams. Tonight we're going to focus on these steps. I was having a conversation about an hour ago with a coaching client on this very topic. I said the challenge is that if we don't have this vision, there'll be no reason for doing the next task. It just becomes boring, mundane, and repetitious and burdensome. And how often do we face things in the day that in fact are boring and mundane and repetition bursts? We don't know why we're doing them. Well, the dishes need to get done because they need to be clean. The laundry needs to be done because the clothes need to be clean. I feel like I need to read so much of this. I need to do this. I have to do that. I should do this. Can you hear the have to, shoulds, and musts? We're going to take those on next week. But they all come from a lack of vision. That's why we goal set. We goal set with vivid visualization. So as Og said, we keep our eyes on the goal above our head and ignore the obstacles at our feet. Where dry desert ends, green grass grows. We are determined to fight through all the steps necessary to get there. Now, just like when we're in our mind creating, that's what a goal is. It's mentally creating that which we are now going to physically create. Everybody got that? Goal setting is nothing more than mentally creating the very thing that we are now going to create in physical reality. Mentally rehearsing is nothing more than seeing and being instructed so that we can more effectively create in tangible reality. Seeking inspiration. Where should we focus this attention so that we can be more effective in tangible reality? All of these manifestations from this power greater than ourselves, these inspired ideas, they are simply there to drive us, our discipline and effort and focus and action. That's what that's for. Now you can see how many of us have polluted this process. Instead of getting inspiration that's ignited our passion, we've used this gift of vivid visualization to escape to a time when we're rich or out of debt or no more challenges and what it will be like then. And it's not hard to go there. When you're faced with a difficult challenge, it is very common for us to go into that very space. You see how that gets polluted? Because over there, in fantasy, we're getting norepinephrine. It's a counterfeit form of joy. It feels good. However, we can never get an inspired idea over there. All we'll get is cortisol and catastrophe within 24 hours when reality shows up differently. That's all we get. When we focus this powerful, vivid visualization on a place we want to be so we can see it clearly. We have just created it mentally in our mind. Now we know what we're doing and why we're doing it. Now we work our way backwards and we begin the process of actually creating this dream. That's why goal setting. Because there will be times in the day when we are faced with a task, and if we don't have a clear reason why we're doing it, we most likely won't. Now, for a period of time, we can force ourselves to. I need to get things done. I want to focus on these pieces. Yes, for periods of time, we might actually be able to do this. However, we want to be able to make sure that we have a vision so we can sustain that behavior. dream, a vision, helps sustain it. Even then, it may not be enough. Even then, we may have to look at the task at hand, and in the task itself, ask ourselves the question from last week, what can I create? How can I create it? How will this serve? And find excitement around the activity itself, the thing that needs to be done, that can help us get refocused on the excitement of the goal above our head. There'll be times when life will be so discouraging and it'll be so overwhelming that short of this extra little exercise of clarity, where we can see possibility in the moment, we may not do it. Now keep in mind, the dream is in the future. What can I create? How can I create? How will this serve is also in the future. But it might be just an hour or two from now. But it's still in the future. At some point in time, we then connect in the absolute now. The only point in the universe when we can actually turn our dreams into tangible reality, and we take the action necessary to do so. When we make that total commitment, two things happen. One, that power that manifests the idea now manifests more ability. We get more ability. When we're fully using that which we already have. Now this creates a challenge for us, because many of us have been involved in procrastination. We put things off. If you've heard me talk about this before, as I'm sharing, be reflecting on those big uglies, those things that you've been putting off that you know you need to be addressing. And imagine them out there in front of you. Don't just imagine something. Actually give it a title. Reflect for a moment. Is it a tax return? Is it finishing a remodel job we started and haven't finished yet? That bathroom that's just so pesky? What is it out there that's screaming at us to be finished? Put a label on it. Just pull out a pen and a paper and write what it is. What is that thing out there? Now you're sitting here in the now, and your mind has dialogue going on. I don't know that I've got time to do this. I don't know if I've got the energy to do this. You know, I'm going to wait till tomorrow when I've got more time and more energy and I can focus more. And of course, when tomorrow comes, we just have something else that happens that disrupts our time and our energy. So we put it off another day, and every day we put it off, we're getting closer and closer and closer to a deadline. Dangerous deadline for some of these. And we finally get to a point where the challenge is screaming louder than the noise is screaming in our heads. And we finally shut off the noise and jump into the task. Totally committed. We're back to the quote. And what happens when we totally commit? Then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. One of them is very interesting. Your genius shows up. The gifts you have already been given. And our response is generally, wow, that wasn't so hard. Wow, why did I wait so long? Our genius just showed up and we're surprised. It's no wonder this has been a challenge for so many. We need more ability, perhaps, than we currently have, but we seldom fully use what we already have. I'm going to restate that. Reflect where you are and the challenges you're currently facing. You may need more ability to solve your current problem than you currently have, but you will not get additional ability until you fully use what you already have. And that only happens when we stop procrastinating and diving in. When we totally commit, we get to meet our genius. For some on the call who are hearing this for the very first time, this may be the greatest gift you get tonight. When we meet our genius, we have a sense of accomplishment. Something awakens inside of us. In the past, we played a game where we've been shocked and surprised, and so we go back and repeat the same process again and again and again. How many years have you, yes, you, been playing this game with yourself? Well, now tonight you know that the reason why it's not so hard when you finally jump in is because your genius shows up. It's an interesting way for providence to move. It reveals you. Oh, if we could own it right then and keep it in our hearts. This is one of the great ways that self-esteem is healed. Meeting our real genius. Now, we're now using our real genius. We may need more ability than we currently have. And providence moves again. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. And there are two specific ones we've identified. One, we get more ability. And two, as we are totally committed, passion-driven in taking action, people are put on our path who we could serve and who can serve us. We may be that person to you tonight. You may be that person to us tonight. Sobering thought, huh? Is there a reason why you're here on this call? Is there a reason why you're sitting in this family room tonight? Is this a mistake? Or is this a process of provident living? Is this a process of total commitment on our part and your part? Sobering thought. And so, we begin to understand the rudimentary elements of mental creation. Quality number two, using our mind constructively to get those inspired ideas manifest to us. And then being totally committed and passion-driven, providence shows up again to manifest our genius. All feels good. Two, to endow us with more ability if we need it. And three, to put people on our path who can serve us and who we can serve. That's just a very healthy overview of the process. We're now going to go into some specifics. So break out your pen and paper. The truth of the matter is that we plan in years and we live in pivotal moments. It's the strangest darn thing. Yeah, we do. We think about all the stuff we want to do this year, financially, physically, spiritually, etc. But everything happens in this little right now, touching all of eternity, touching right now. Touch, that's the now. It's always now. Tomorrow it'll still be today. A week from now it'll still be today. It's always today, and it's always right now. And what we do right now determines success or failure. Grand plans don't. Dreams can inspire this moment, give guidance to it, but in and of themselves, they do not create it. Success is nothing more than a series of well-executed pivotal moments. That's all it is. It's decisions we make in those moments. Our thoughts want us to do this. Will that get us one step closer to that? Will it? If not, we shift, we pivot. That's why it's a pivotal moment. We pivot and consider a different thought that will support the action needed in that moment to do the next thing. So, next great principle. We plan in years. Success or failure is determined in pivotal moments. Now, very few of us are accustomed to spending a lot of time right here. Physically, we're here. But mentally, we're generally someplace else, working on something. We're just not right here. The invitation tonight is to begin a journey. And for some, it may be one of the most painful things you ever do. It'll be supported by very clear visions, dreams, ideas. But it's learning how to live here. Because every successful, intentional creator lives here. There is not an exception. When they are in their mind seeking creative and constructive thoughts, they are present in the now, in their mind. They know where they are and why they're there. They're not escaping and avoiding. They are very intentional. So they're intentionally in their mind, they're intentionally in the now, and here we are in this pivotal moment, and everything in the mental process is strictly to give guidance to this pivotal moment. Everything. Has everybody got that? Everything is for this moment. What am I going to do with it? What decision am I going to make? What action am I going to take? Am I totally committed? If I am, providence moves. Well, to assist me in this moment, there are some questions that we can ask. The first question is, why am I here? Why am I here? Simple answer, to do the work necessary to get there. That's why I'm here. In a couple weeks, we'll talk about finding joy in the journey, because sometimes there are challenges along the way. We'll want to find joy in this process, so we're not always destiny-driven, because there is no place, such place. We'll get there, and we'll have already moved it forward, and moved it forward, and moved it forward. But why am I here? To do the work necessary to get me there. Okay. So my next question is, question two, will this action bring me closer to that? Will it? Because if we're not this clear, we are all over the place. We don't know why we're doing what we're doing. We're just trying to do something. Being absolutely focused on a task at hand, clearly knowing why we're doing it, so I want to be there, this is the next thing, and it will move me one step closer. If those two questions have been answered, then we want to ask a couple more. Here's the next one. Has everything been done in preparation for this moment? Has everything been done in preparation for this moment? Have I taken all the pieces and put them in together? Have I separated the good from the bad? Or have I planted all the proper pieces in preparation for this moment? Have all the pieces been put in place in order? Or do I just want to race ahead to the fun part? Hanging out with the people. Am I willing to do the planting and the sowing and the seeding? Moving the soil? Am I willing to do that piece? Or do I just want to skip to the fun parts? Because every piece will be essential. That's creation. Creation is done in a sequential order. Has everything been done before this? Is this the next step? And is it of value? Once we know the answer to these questions, if we're this deliberate, and we should be, Og says in Scroll 5, when he says, I'll live this day as if it is my last, he says, I'm going to seal up its container of life so that not one drop spills upon the sand. And he goes on to say he's not going to spend one moment mourning yesterday's defeats and aches of the heart. And he's not going to spend one moment tormenting himself over things that may never come to pass. He can stay right here in this moment, in this pivotal moment, and do what's necessary to move this thing one step closer. Now, once we're in this place and we have a sense of this, we can then take the action. As I mentioned a moment ago, if the dream above our head is not enough to drive us to do this thing, it might be unpleasant. Then we look at the action itself, the task, and we ask, what can I create? How can I create it? How will this serve? And we get a little vision about how to do that and make it fun or interesting. That ignites our passion around that activity itself, and it makes it easier to do. Well, now you have the rest of the pieces. So let's walk through a day. Let's get clear on how it would work. I'm going to add a piece tonight that I've been sharing with coaching clients that actually generally appears in our next quality. But I felt very strongly it needs to be here. You're going to wake up in the morning. And the very first thing you're going to want to know is who's in charge today. Who's in charge? Are my thought processes in charge, or am I in charge? Now, a simple exercise for determining this is to take some 3x5 cards. Just take the notes on this. You can create them. You can cut paper if you want to. You don't need to go get a 3x5 card just about that size. It could be a sticky note. And you're going to write the following statements on the sticky note. I, in quotation marks, I, that's me, the real me, I want to. Want to what? Whatever is the next step to get me one closer to there. Next, I, in quotation marks, I, the real me, get to. I get to do this thing that's going to move me one step closer to there. I, in quotation marks, choose to. Choose what? I choose to do this. This thing in this pivotal moment that will bring me one step closer to this. My dream. Now, can you see why it's really hard to do if you haven't got one? If there's no clarity about where you're going, we got a challenge. That's why quality two is so critical. But I want to. I get to. I choose to. Then after that, I'm going to write one of the most profound sentences in all of Og Mandino's 10 scrolls. This was absolutely inspired. I, quotation marks, will command. And I, in quotation marks, will obey my own command. I'm going to act on my own moral authority. I'm going to do what should be done right now because I want to. I get to and I choose to. Not because of some outside force. I'm driving toward my own goal, and this is the next step. I know why I'm here, and I know this is the next piece, and I know everything's been done leading up to this piece, and this is where I'm going to stay focused. I'm not going to get easily distracted by all kinds of other things that want me to avoid this. I want to do this. I get to do this. I choose to do this. Can you feel the difference between this and, oh, I have to do this, I should do this, I need to do this, I ought to do this, the heaviness with which that comes, this big bulldozer is pushing me around and forcing me to move. No, we are coming from aliveness. I want to. I get to, I choose to. Now, put this on a 3x5 card. Put it on your nightstand. Also, put it on your bathroom mirror, on your computer, and also on your dashboard, maybe even on your front door. I'm sorry, but I just got a text that was important. Just for a moment. And could we just all focus our love and our gifts and our empathy on those who are having just really painful times in their life? One of those that's just unspeakable. Og talks about these in Scroll 10 when he says this. He says, who has not cried out when confronted with danger, death, or mystery beyond his normal experience or comprehension? Wow. There are those who need us to reach out to them and be there for them, because we're all being with them right now. Many of us have trials in our lives. And I just know this last week has been amazing, right up to the moment, a moment ago. Some of the things that people are going through right now are just so overwhelming. I want to get down on my knees and apologize to God for any of my whining in the last week. So let us just be here for a moment, so they can feel our love. Thank you. We are in the morning. Boy, that was just a great context for what I'm about to share with you. Because we can wake up in the morning and pick up that card from the nightstand. I just remember this morning having this conversation. I went to bed really late last night, and I'm committed to get back in shape like I was this summer when I ran that sprint triathlon with Ramona. And that treadmill was waiting for me downstairs, and I'm lying in bed this morning. A bit of a cold, you know, lots of reasons. It seems so silly in comparison to some people's challenges, doesn't it? Just silly. And I was lying there on the bed, and I said, I want to. I get to. I choose to. I will command, and I will obey my own command. My command was, David, arise from your bed and go exercise. Now, the reason for this 3x5 card is for you to read it. Is there may be some mornings, and it may be more of these than the others, where we go to read it, and I am not in charge. My sabotaging thought processes are, I want to, I get to, I choose to. Like heck. I am tired. I don't feel good. I didn't sleep well. Oh, my goodness. Are we going to allow our thought processes to destroy this day? Reflect for a moment on what your dream is. I did for a moment. I saw myself 11 pounds lighter again. Oh, my goodness. It was exciting. Leapt out of bed, threw on my tennis shoes, workout clothes, ran downstairs, did the workout, felt like $1 million. That's what happens when we take charge. Now, I must tell you, that it's Tuesday, and I've done it 2 days in a row, and I had not done it for 3 weeks. So I want to make that point very clear. Okay, are you with me? I don't want to sit here as the stellar example of exercise. I got 2 days in a row under my belt. We'll see what happens tomorrow morning. When I wake up, I don't pick it up off my nightstand anymore. It's in my head, indelibly printed for you tomorrow. Will be written on a 3x5 card. You'll look at it. I want to, like heck. I get to. Oh, shut up, David. This is stupid. Can you hear that voice saying that to you in the morning? And you say, no, I want to. I get to. I choose to. If you have to stand on your bed to do this. Now, if you haven't felt this energy for a long time, I want to give you something to consider tonight. I want you to go back to a time in your history when you came unplugged. I've done this with a few clients today and yesterday and last week. One woman was describing when she had her first child. Oh my goodness, childbirth is absolutely all in. There is no question about that. Another gentleman who's 42 years old talked about the last time he remembers was when he was a high school quarterback and he was cheering his team on before a game. You've seen them on the sidelines. Go, 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 go. He felt just so alive. When's the last time you felt this? One client told me yesterday it's when he was riding motorcycles with his brother. And his brother's a great rider, and his brother just went all out, and he just decided to go for it. And just dropped the throttle with his wrist, just boom, and he just took off. He said his back was aching, his legs were aching, but he'd never felt so alive. Go back and find one of those moments in your life when you felt that alive. That alive. Because that's who's going to be talking in the morning when you take off this little card and say, I want to, I get to, I choose to. Let that person speak, even if they've been silent for 20 years. John Stein on Monday called it the awareness in the background. Sometimes our real voice has been in the background, and our sabotaging thought processes have been screaming in the foreground. It may feel really weird. It's okay. Find that voice. And when you find it, you will feel your energy shift. I want to do that. Get to do that. Choose to do that thing which will move me one step closer to my dream. I will command. And I will obey my own command. And you watch yourself leap from your bed tomorrow. Now you're in charge. Now read scroll number 5. That's your next assignment. This is your assignment for the whole week. Scroll number 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. This is my favorite scroll. If you listen to it narrated by Og, we've put some beautiful music to it. It's in your tool set. Under 10 scrolls, scroll number 5, listen to Og's narration. It's moving. So that's how you start your morning. Now you're really committed. I'm going to stay in this pivotal moment, working on the next thing to bring me one step closer to my dream. Can you feel it? Here you are. Now we're going to take a look at what's on the calendar for the day. We're going to seek a little guidance. What's really important? Get a little inspiration. Consider some of the things that are on your calendar or some of the things that you're going to want to do that day. You may discover that dinner that night is really important. You haven't even thought about it, but it's an important something. There's something really important about that. Well, that providence can let you know that. You're going to want to show up at that event. It might be a meeting you've got at 10 o'clock in the morning and something you've got scheduled, maybe some calls you want to make at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's say those are the three events that you feel strongly about. 10 o'clock meeting, 2 o'clock phone calls, 6 o'clock dinner. We're going to designate those three times in the day as power sessions. Let's write that down, power sessions. All a power session is a pivotal moment when I'm going to show up in all of my genius, totally aware and awake, heightened level of awareness, totally available to those people that I'm with. We got that? I'm not going to be off somewhere else in my mind. I'm not going to be in fantasy. I'm not going to be preoccupied. I'm not going to be on my phone checking text messages and emails. I'm going to be present in the now. Because those three events will, in fact, move me closer to my dream. One may be bringing me closer to relationship dreams. One may be business. In this case, two of them are business. Now, I'm in charge. I've read Scroll 5. I've picked my three times. I've sought guidance to do it. Does this sound silly? You know, it's so funny. Think about how we normally run the day. We just kind of just go through the motions. And we wonder why we never get there. Now we're going to do it on purpose, intentionally, absolutely intentionally. And as the quote tells us, in these matters, this is what matters. True. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that in the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. So here we are. We've got our plan for the day, and we're going to be fully, totally present three times. We start thinking about that 10 o'clock meeting. We mentally rehearse. We get an idea. We're excited. That even makes it more exciting to show up. And we execute on that power session. We show up for the meeting. At noon, I want you to rescroll 9. I will act now. I hunger for success. I thirst for happiness and peace of mind. Lest I act, I will perish in a life of failure, misery, and sleepless nights. Oh my goodness, some of us are already having those moments. I will act now. Just reminds us to stay right here in this pivotal moment, in action. 2 o'clock comes, it's time to make phone calls. I don't like making phone calls. I don't want to make phone calls. But today, I want to. I get to, I choose to. Maybe that's a hurdle that my dream doesn't quite help me with. I'm still resisting. And so I look at those calls and I say, what can I create? How can I create that? How will this serve? And you get a great idea of what to say when you call. And so you start making the phone calls and you start having conversations and good experiences and you have an amazing, productive hour. Then dinner comes and you show up. The last power session. And let's say, for example, you have children. There's a child sitting at the table. You're fully present. You sense a need. You step into their world. You don't try to fix them. You just listen. And a miracle happens. Something precious. Something that would not have happened. Again, W.H. Murray, all sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. Now, day's over. Reread Scroll 7. I'll laugh at the world. That's your last assignment. And you journal. You want to, you can journal on your tool set. You know that in quality number 3. You go to quality number 3, go to power sessions, and there's a breakthrough journal right there. You can just type right in it and save it and keep it right there in your computer. If you want to do it there, you can write in a handwritten journal. Write what happened that may not have occurred had I have not been totally committed to that power session. What happened when Providence moved to? Write it down. So there's the plan. Who's in charge? I am. Scroll 5. Seek guidance to find the 3 most important times when you'll want to show up. Those are called power sessions. Mentally rehearse it. Execute it. Read scroll 9 at noon. Execute 2nd power session, 3rd power session. Now those might be mixed up. You might have all 3 of them in the morning, but whenever they occur. Read scroll 7. Journal what occurred that would have never occurred otherwise. Do that for a week. For 1 week. And come back next week to talk about it. I have promised every time I've shared these principles that you will experience a miracle in your life if you'll do this. 3 weeks ago, we had a couple with one of our teams that we're working with a company. Her and her husband did it for 5 days. On the 5th day, he had the courage to go do something he had been thinking about for 2.5 years. True story, David and Julia. It doubled his income. Doubled his income. Now that was a miracle for them. And he'd been thinking about it and procrastinating it and finally had the courage to turn it into a power session. He's a believer. He got a miracle. And he just did it for 5 days in a row. Took the weekend off. What are you willing to do for a miracle? Do you need one? I haven't met hardly anyone who couldn't use a miracle. You want one? You now know the formula. When you totally commit, Providence moves. If you need Providence to move, then we move first. When we do this, get the clear vision, ignites our passion, passion-driven action. Clear vision, we know why we're doing it. We know this is the next thing to do. Everything's been done before it. I'm in charge. I read scroll 5. I pick my 3 things. I begin execution. I read scroll 9 at noon. Scroll 7 before I go to bed, and I journal what occurred that may not have occurred otherwise. And a week from now, you'll be reporting a miracle. If you want one, there's your challenge. My favorite scroll is 5. I love 2. Scroll 9 is so powerful. I just felt impressed to read this to you. When I awake, I will say these words, I will act now, and leap from my cot while the failure sleeps yet another hour. I will act now. When I enter the marketplace, I will say them, these words, and immediately confront my first prospect while the failure ponders yet his possibility of rebuff. I will act now. When I face a closed door, I will say them, I will act now, and knock while the failure waits outside with fear and trepidation. When we know why we're here and we know this is the next thing, that's what we do. If I'm in charge, I will act now. I, quotation marks, will act now. When I face temptation, I will say them and immediately act to remove myself from evil. Oh, the devastation I've seen in relationships lately. Just heartrending. I will act now. When I am tempted to quit and begin again tomorrow, I will say them and immediately act to consummate another sale. I will act now. Only action determines my value in the marketplace. And to multiply my value, I will multiply my actions. I will walk where the failure fears to walk. I will work when the failure seeks rest. I will talk when the failure remains silent. I will call on 10 who can buy my goods while the failure makes grand plans to call on 1. I will say it is done before the failure says it is too late. I will act now. For now, this pivotal moment that touches eternity, for now is all I have. It's always now. Tomorrow is the day reserved for the labor of the lazy. I'm not lazy. Tomorrow is the day when the evil becomes good. I'm not evil. Tomorrow is the day when the weak becomes strong. I'm not weak. Tomorrow is the day when failure will succeed. I am not a failure. I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. If you look at lazy, evil, weak, and a failure, it makes the word loof. I haven't shared this for a while, but I'm going to close with this. I was sitting at the office about 11 o'clock at night, working on this quality, reflecting on, I'm not lazy, I'm not evil, I'm not weak, I'm not a failure, so let's not be aloof. This is how it reads. I'm not lazy, the loof said with a smile. It's all figured out. Got it filed in my file. If I spend all today relaxing, I'll bet I'll be rested and ready tomorrow to sweat. Me, evil, the loof said with a grin, how could you utter such nonsense, such sin? Wait till tomorrow, as idle minds would. That'll be out of my system. Tomorrow's for good. So my productivity is down a little this month and last month and last year. Haven't you had a slump? Weak? The loop questioned. You insult me today. I can choose to be strong. Is tomorrow okay? Success is the banner that hangs over my chair. I see it, I read it, I shout in the air. Can nobody hear me? I mean it this time. A failure? No! Tomorrow success will be mine. And so we hear such repetitive oration from loofs who love procrastination. But everyone knows the price they will pay. For when tomorrow is here, it will still be today. Oh, my friends, we want to spend too much of this moment in the future fantasizing or catastrophizing, or spending too much time in the past lamenting past mistakes and errors and failures and hurts and losses. Intentional creation occurs in our mind to get clarity, and then in action in this pivotal moment. May we have courage this week by being present just those 3 times a day. Those power sessions, those times when we bring our power to that moment. Totally committed.